In all, 25 women benefited from the program that sought to correct a situation most of these women have lived with for as much as 25 years. Obstetric fistula, a hole in the birth canal now sustained during childbirth, is a common maternal morbidity that impacts thousands of women in developing countries each year. Most women with the condition suffer incontinence, infections, kidney disease, and a foot drop, which is reduced their ability to walk as a result of nerve damage. Additionally, the majority of the women with obstetric fistula deliver stillborn babies. The condition is entirely preventable and has been eliminated in Western countries since the turn of the 20th century. So you can understand joy flowing from these women at Chinoyu Hospital. We are happy to go back as normal people and start living as normal people, they say in unison when approached for comment in reference to the isolation they say they have suffered over the years. Some of the women came as far as from Bocha in the Manicaland province. One of the women who wanted to be identified only as Gertrude said she was full of joy and could not wait to go back home as quote a normal woman.
I was helped a lot. I don't know how I can thank Sister Fortune and the company. I'm very grateful. I can now feel that I can go to the toilet unlike before I was operated.
Another woman from Kwekwe who wants to be identified as Mother Susan says she is relieved after suffering for 12 years with obstetric fistula.
Urine would come out unaware for the last 12 years, but now I feel healed after the operation.
Another woman who preferred to be called Miss Moyo said she was now incontinent with urine flowing non-stop from her bladder, much to her embarrassment. Miss Moyo says now she will now no longer an object of gossip when she goes back home. Most of the women operated on said they heard about the program through Studio 7 broadcast. Gertrude is one of them.
I listened to Studio 7, that is where I heard about the program, and phoned Fortune's number, who asked me to come here.
Another woman, Mrs. Mofu, who waited for 3 days for the operation, said she was hopeful that her condition would be treated once and for all.
I am waiting to be operated and I know I will get healed because others are getting well after the operation.
Women and the Health Alliance International, WA, is working in conjunction with Chinoyu Provincial Hospital, the Minister of Health and their partner from the United Nations on the Obstetric Fistula Campaign. The WA program is part of a 5-year national campaign to end obstetric fistula in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoyu, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.